generals and politicians make the news a lot in Iraq, less common are the stories of ordinary Iraqis in what pass for the ordinary moments in their lives. One small video production company is showcasing some of those stories on the web. The project is called Hometown Baghdad. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports from the Iraqi capital.
Hometown Baghdad is made up of dozens of short video clips posted on YouTube. The series follows the stories of three Iraqi men in their 20s, Saif, Osama, and Adil. They won't give their last names for fear of being targeted. Just last week, a beloved radio talk show host was shot outside her home. The videos were shot over a few months last summer and show them eating meals with friends, watching soccer games on TV, cooking with mom, and even dating in a war zone.
I'm going to tell you a secret. There's one girl, I like her in college, and I asked her out and we went out.
But when Adil is asked what happened on the date, he demurs.
Young man does not kiss and tell, you know?
Adil is the handsome one of the group. He and some friends used to play in a heavy metal band. He claims to have learned his first English words from Iron Maiden lyrics.
Our songs basically talk about pain, you know, mostly. We write about death, destruction, you know, about darkness. You don't necessarily have to be in Iraq to understand, but that's the main source for us to get all the songs.
But Adil doesn't play with those friends anymore.
We have a place that we used to practice and it was destroyed. Three people died in there, and after that, the guys just left the country.
In fact, the other two young men featured on Hometown Baghdad have also fled the country. Adil is the only one left, and he lives in one of the worst areas of Baghdad.
I was going to meet my friends in college and to prepare for the exams, but I couldn't get out today, and I think the reason is... Why don't you just hear for yourself?
Adil won't say what neighborhood he lives in. He's afraid it might identify him. But when asked why he risked his life to make these videos and the continuing risk of having them shown, he says he just wanted to do something.
Every day when I go to school, to college, I see like dead bodies on the streets and people, you know, destroyed houses and burnt cars and things like that. I never knew what to do to try to help the situation. Through this, I thought that maybe I can share, you know, everything that's happening here with people around the world, and maybe knowing the truth would help.
Hometown Baghdad was the brainchild of a New York production company called Chat the Planet. Its producers got in touch with Iraqi filmmaker Fadi Hadid. He found the three stars after auditioning dozens of applicants. He says the Iraqi crew were all afraid, especially of going to Adil's neighborhood. But, he adds, they did go there, and it was worth the risk.
Because it truly made our message come true by showing the other part of the world how Iraqis live.
But Hadid, too, doesn't want that life anymore. He's been accepted at USC Film School in Los Angeles and hopes to leave Iraq in a few months. During one piece shot in Adil's neighborhood, titled Anger, Pain, Death, Madness, Adil is shown spray painting one of the ubiquitous concrete walls that have gone up all across the city in an attempt to deter car bombs, visibly angry as he rants about the situation in Baghdad.
At the best case scenario, living here, you kind of live like an animal. You just want to survive, that's all. One thing just like that, you're gone. There's really no escape, it's sooner or later.
Adil says the situation has only gotten worse since Hometown Baghdad was first filmed.
I have a friend once put it like he said, we're living now because we're not dead yet.
Adil hopes to reclaim his life by leaving Iraq. He graduates from college soon and hopes to go to another country, any country, he says, that will have him. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Baghdad.
Here's a dispatch from that other war in Afghanistan. The U.S. conducted airstrikes in the southern part of the country. That's a region where Taliban fighters are very active. But Afghan officials say one airstrike mistakenly killed 21 civilians. The U.S. military says today that it has no report of civilian casualties.
Just yesterday, another U.S. military spokesman apologized for an attack by Marines that killed 19 civilians. Afghan President Hamid Karzai recently said the U.S. killing of civilians can no longer be tolerated.